Welcome to Creating Daily. Today we're going to be talking about the creator business model is more than just views. And actually, it's more than views, it's more than downloads, it's more than going viral, it's more than subscribers, it's a whole lot more than that, and there's a lot more opportunities, even if you are a beginner content creator, or maybe somebody who's been doing it for a long time, and you get a super niche market, and you just don't have a huge audience, so you've kind of been deflated thinking about making money with your content, and you're just thinking like, man, I don't know if I can ever do this or not. So let me challenge you to think about building a content-based business isn't about going viral, but it's about building systems that monetize consistently regardless of views. Now, one of the earlier episodes, I talked about this. I talked about the consistent, repeatable thing in your business and that you can build a system around that to have that help you make more money down the road. And it's got to monetize consistently. And going viral is not consistent. Now, there's some companies and some people out there who are just really good at this, and they say they got the secret hack and they got the recipe, but there's so much unknown, like all the algorithms that you have to mess with. People can change their programs. Amazon can change their Amazon Live program. They can change terms of service. They can do whatever they want because that is their space. Same with Instagram, same with TikTok. And if you go all in on their system, then you're owned by their system and you don't really own your business. And you might make great money right out the gate. Maybe you sell $20,000 or $30,000, or you make $20,000 or $30,000 on TikTok Shop 1 month, but then you don't make anything the rest of the year. That's not really a sustainable, scalable, measurable business. And in my opinion, it's not really a business. It's like you got lucky one time. So this is one of the things I want to challenge you with as you're moving into this and you're building your business and you're trying to grow. Don't always think of views to be revenue because they are not equal. That does not mean just because you get a ton of views, get a ton of downloads or whatever, that you're going to be raking in the cash, especially if you're underselling yourself by agreeing to CPM rates with a lot of these advertising companies, sponsorship companies, marketing agencies, all that kind of stuff. So this is one of the reasons why I'm against traditional advertising rates for content creators, because oftentimes we have a smaller, more niche, more loyal, more consistent audience, but yet since it's not a huge audience, people will undervalue that. Now, when I say CPM, I'm talking about cost per milli. So that's cost per 1,000 something, say downloads, listens, views, whatever you want to call it. And marketing agencies or advertising agencies will say, oh, what's your CPM rate? And then how many people are viewing your episode within the first 30 days? And so what that does for a lot of content creators is, one, it's kind of like, well, whatever this piece of content does in 30 days, then that's it. But what happens after the 30 days? What happens the 60, the 90, the 100? What happens when you have this evergreen content that's posted on YouTube and all these other platforms, and they're getting views over time, but you're not getting paid for those views because you only got paid for maybe the 10 or 15 or 20,000 views or whatever, or maybe the 1,000 views. You got paid for that one time, but you're not getting paid over time for that. So it's kind of unfair, in my opinion, to smaller content creators and probably even larger content creators to go, you're only going to pay me for the first 30 days of views. That doesn't really make sense. That works in traditional media that goes away. That works in newspapers and billboards. That works in TV advertising because none of that stuff stays. But oftentimes, your content, it's going to stay in your content. Now, I understand there's a strategy on YouTube where you can go through and you can edit, you can cut off, and you can put a new ad in and all that stuff. I understand there's dynamically placed ads and podcasting, but really, that's just a lot more work, right? So then it's like, well, now I'm really not making money because now I got to go back and redo the content and redo everything else and re-upload or whatever that looks like. So I get it. There's all kinds of ways around what I just said, but to simplify it, if you're like me, I'm just looking for like the easy way, not necessarily the easy button, but just an easier non-friction way to continue to grow my business. So what actually makes money in a content creator business is your mindset shift from content creation to content monetization to realizing every piece of content you put out is an asset. And this is one of the things that I tell my students all the time is every piece of content is an asset. And the reason why it is an asset, one, Hopefully it's making you money. So like in my case, I'm posting a video on Amazon. People are watching it. They're clicking it. I'm making money. I've probably charged a brand and I've also resold the product. So therefore I've made money three or four different ways off of this one thing. However, that product video is now also a part of my portfolio. So when I get somebody who says, hey, I want to send you this pin, you can do a demo video about it or whatever. I do the video about the pin. Well, then this other pin company, I don't have two pins, so this other pin company also says, hey, I just saw the pin video you did for this company. Now I want you to do one for my company. And that will market and advertise. And I have this happen all the time with companies where I will post something and then the other company, their competitor, will reach out and say, can you also create something for us? And so this is, you know, shifting your mindset from I'm just creating content to grow an audience and I just got to keep grinding, I keep doing this for 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 10 years and then I can make money, shifting it to I need to make money with this content. How do I do that? How do I build this mindfully and build a system and a structure to do that? And so your revenue streams are going to go beyond the AdSense. So AdSense is when you're posting videos or whatever and the platforms are paying you. But this is going to go into like brand deals, affiliate commissions, product reselling. So I resell, I get a ton of products for my low ticket, high frequency Amazon business. And then I resell those products. I can live sell. So then I'm using my talents, my skills to live sell for other people. Once again, it's your skill set that you're monetizing, and through that, you're building these assets that will make you money again and again. It's building your own digital products. So maybe you have built, like I've built my own, system to do this Amazon business, to do 100 plus demo videos per month. And now I teach that in a mastermind group. I run a 5-day challenge, which by the way, if you want to sign up for that or if you want more information about it, go to billythorpe.live/challenge and you can sign up and kind of get all this together and not have to wait for it to kind of drip out as we go on the podcast. So those are the different things that you want to start to think about. Is this is an ecosystem. I was explaining this to a friend of mine this weekend where it's like this is an entire ecosystem of your content creation platform. So more than likely, you're not just posting in one place all the time, but you're posting in other places. You're sharing about your journey in other places. You're marketing your podcasts other places. You're marketing your YouTube channel other places. And all those are placements. All those are opportunities for you to now monetize. So keep that in mind as you go. Now, what I personally like is the low ticket, high frequency deals. And this is talking more B2B. It's me to a brand. And I talk about this a lot because I get a lot of pushback in this industry of why don't you just go out there and sell $1,000 video? You know, I get this all the time. You're doing 100 videos a month. Why don't you just do one $10,000 video a month? Or why don't you do 2 $5,000 videos? You know, it's like, and because one, those companies who are paying that, they're looking for a more traditional audience size and all those things. And then also, how long is it going to take me to go out and get someone to pay me $10,000? I can get someone to pay me $100, $50, $20 on a frequency model, and I can burn and churn content if I have the system without having to go out there and be a salesperson. I can be a content creator or a salesperson. Which one do you want to be? You can't be both because you're going to work a long time figuring out that sales pitch to sell a $10,000 product deal, or you can spend a long time creating videos and then maximizing and building a system where you can get the product in, make the video, and then resell the product. And you're building audiences in multiple places. So for instance, I've built an audience using Amazon Influencer as the foundation. So I use the Amazon Influencer as the foundation. This is where I can monetize any products that are just in my house that are sold on Amazon. I can make videos about it. So my Yeti coffee tumbler, I can make a video about it. Somebody watches it, I get paid. So that's one way. I leverage the Amazon Influencer program by getting brands to send me products because they want an influencer video on their product page. And so they pay me to do that. I also get the product and resell the product. And so that's another way. And I've done that on Whatnot. So I've sold, I think, 1,700 products on Whatnot since I was on there. And now I have a whole audience of buyers on the Whatnot platform. So guess what? If I decide 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, like, I want to launch my own product and I want to live sell it and I want to live sell it on a platform. Now I have a built-in buying audience on Whatnot that I've built for free by selling free products that I didn't pay for, which, by the way, when I sell those products is 100% profit to the business, minus just, you know, some tape and some time, literally, because I repurpose all the packaging and all that kind of fun stuff. So anyway, I'm not relying on platforms. I'm not relying on algorithms. I'm not relying on people to push my content or platforms to push my content. I'm literally just building a system to do that myself. And so when you do this, you can really start to understand the market and understand what level of the market that you're in. So there's all kinds of different markets out there, and especially in the video space. And you think of it as a ladder and all the rungs on the ladder. So there might be like this $100 million video market, right? So if you're really good at video, maybe you have a huge production company and you can make a $100 million video. And then maybe there's a $100,000 video. And then there's a $10,000. And then there's a $5,000, $1,000. And then there might be, you know, videos in MySpace where it's, you know, somewhere between $25 and $500 a video. And you can figure out what form in that market, you know, what depth of that market you want to be in, or what rung on that ladder in this video market do you want to be in, and build a system to cater to that market and really stand out and help you maximize. And I personally love the low ticket, high frequency model, which I've talked about, and I'll continue to talk about it because I think it's, for my personality, it works really, really well. And this is one of those things too. It's like, you got to know yourself. You got to know, what do you really enjoy doing? If it's and what types of products do you enjoy? What kind of industry? I love electronics. I love microphones. I love lights, cameras, action, all that fun stuff that I already do. I love all those things. And so I'm really focused on, you know, becoming an expert and creating videos in those types of categories over time. And I'm not too worried about how big the brand deal is, because I have a strategy on the backside of it as well. And so I think, you know, and we've all been here where we've looked at these metrics. We've looked at views and comments, and personally, I think like comments and engagement is much more valuable than just views. But we get distracted by these vanity metrics, and it keeps you from making money, because one, you don't have enough, or you're like, well, maybe I just get a little bit more and then I'll go try to get a sponsorship deal, or all right, man, I got 10 million views on this video. How come no one's reaching out to me? You know, it's like, why is that not help? You know, why is somebody not reaching out? No one's reaching out to you. By the way, if you get someone to reach out to you, you've probably done something special. No one's reaching out. Okay, you got to really go out there and grind and build it, and then build your content system and put your content out there. And then eventually people will reach out to you. Now, I say no one ever does, but they do. I get about 20 emails a day, but I've built 4,000 pieces of content on the Amazon platform. Now I can kind of sit back and pick and choose what I desire to do, because I'm getting so many inquiries per month. But follower counts, likes, views, none of that stuff pays the bill. System and sales do. Okay, so if you don't have a system to put clients into, and you don't have a sales process to get them into there, it's not going to work. Okay, so go from a creator to a creator CEO mindset. And this is really treating your content like a product, and treating your content like and your time like a limited resource. So create your content like it's a product. The first podcast I ever got sponsored, I went out with 4 episodes with a product, and I called it a product. And I sat down at this meeting and said, look, this is our product. Here it is. Here's 4 episodes. This is what you can expect. Here's how we see you fitting into our, you know, our ecosystem and all this stuff. And I had a pitch lined out for that particular company, and we were able to close them on a $10,000+ sponsorship deal. And they still sponsor that podcast, even though I've exited that podcast. They still are sponsoring that podcast to this day. So a couple quick things here for you. So how can you get some quick wins without monetizing with a big audience? You can think about your niche. And this is what I tell people all the time. If you don't have a niche, I personally think go get, you know, figure out what that is. Even if you have a ton of content, even if you have 300 or 400 episodes of a podcast, go figure out, like, am I talking to a particular type of audience? And that can be based on a lot of things. That could be based on the topic. That could be based on the region they're listening from. That could be based on the age demographic. There's a niche somewhere in your audience, and I would find those people, and then I would find sponsors that are very interested in that niche, because it's a high value niche. And then also doing, you know, different product stacks, like how can you offer multiple things? And maybe I should call this like content bundling or product bundling, but how can you go to a potential sponsor and say, hey, look, we're going to do the podcast, we're going to do the YouTube video, we're going to do the promotion on the Instagram, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this event, you're going to be a sponsor of it, and kind of build this ecosystem is what I call it. So continue to build your ecosystem of places where you're pushing your show, you're pushing your content, and really get those sponsors. And I'm talking about sponsors, but this could be even your own stuff. You could be sponsoring your own stuff, but get your own business, you know, on these different platforms with you, and kind of stack this stuff out there. Now, as far as pitching, you know, people or pitching content, I focus on the audience quality, not the quantity. And so I'm always digging into what are these companies interested in, and how can they be a part of the community that I'm building, and vice versa. I think this is going to take you way further than just like, hey, I got 50,000 downloads per episode. Because really, their cousin Susie, who's like 12, could probably have 50 million on TikTok. So it's kind of a bad reference point. I wouldn't talk numbers. I talk people. I've been saying this for years, and learn how to communicate in people. 400 people are listening to my show. If 20% of those people came to your store today, would that change your business? Yes. The answer is yes. So this is what you want to think about, is your content is an asset. It's not just a post. Okay. So when you're creating your content, think about that. Think about it as an asset that's evergreen. Most of the stuff is evergreen. Even if product changes or whatever, there's probably going to be something similar to it that's going to come out and replace it. So you can either do repeat business with your, with your already customer. So in my case, you know, like I do a lot of cell phone case videos. Well, the iPhone 17, 18, 19, 29, 800 or whatever, it's all coming out. Okay, so I can go back to those manufacturing companies that are doing cell phone cases, and I can always go back and get repeat business from them. So this is kind of some of the stuff I want to share. Hopefully you can pull from that. This is a little bit longer of an episode. If you know somebody who could benefit from this, maybe a content creator who's just struggling to monetize, put in a lot of work, energy, effort, and really has a skill set. And this is one thing I'll talk about on this podcast often, is it's not just about I'm making money for this with this piece of content, but I'm making money with my skill set. So maybe I'm a podcaster who presents really well, and maybe your show just isn't great for a sponsor, but can you use that skill set of being a podcaster to create other types of content for other companies that is not necessarily just inside of your content? So you're not really selling your content, you're selling your skill set, and that's what you're really monetizing at the end of the day. So I'll kind of interweave these a lot as we go through, but if you watch this episode, you'll like it. If you're watching on YouTube and you like it, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on a podcast platform, if you can follow. I'm not up to par on all the things going on. I just want to put this stuff out here to give you guys some value. Hope this helps, and we'll talk soon.